they have the right to appeal to the public or to the different institutions for their participation to the election. But the thing is that the list is already set by the Constitutional Council, and I think the Constitutional Council will not come back again and reopen the list. And I think it's over. Those who are not on the list can wait the next 5 years to prepare their participation.
But let me ask you about the call by these candidates for the election to be held no later than April 2nd. Is that feasible?
Well, apparently it's possible if they shorten the duration of the campaign. You know, usually in Senegal, the campaign for presidential election is 3 weeks, but the campaign for legislative is 2 weeks. And people believe that because they can do the campaign for legislative in 2 weeks, they can do that campaign also in 2 weeks. So now the whole question is, when do we start? There are people who believe that we can start the campaign next week so that the election will be held either on the 10th of March or on the 17th of March. Because usually in Senegal, there is 2 rounds. The second round may be held just 1 week before the handover of power, which means that Macky Sall will be able to hand over the power to the new elected president. I think that's what people believe, that the president may be announcing probably tomorrow, because he needs to adopt a decree. In that regard, they are still discussing with many, many actors. So hopefully that can be done. Because if the election first round is not held by the 17th of March, it means that the new president will come in after the 2nd of April. And after the 2nd of April, Macky Sall will not be there. In that case, the Constitutional Council will come in first to have a say on the end of Macky Sall tenure. And then probably, because the Constitution said that the Speaker of the Parliament can take over for 3 months and the Speaker can organize the modalities during the 3 month period, that's possible. But everybody wants the election to be held before the departure of Macky Sall, because that will mean that we are still in the time frame of the Constitution.
So who are these candidates that have been approved and are now calling for this election to be held? Do these candidates include members of the ruling party, or who are they?
Yes, so there are 20 people, now 19, because today one of the candidates whose dual nationality was published by the media finally decided to withdraw her candidature. So now, instead of 2 women, we have only 1 woman and 18 men. We have 4 people who belong to the coalition of the president. In the other side, for Sonko's coalition, you have John Maifei, who is in prison. You have Habib Sy, who is also a member of the Sonko's coalition. And you have Cheikh Tidiane Gueye, who is also part of Sonko's coalition. Then you have the former mayor of Dakar, Khalifa Sall, and a list of few people who believe that even if you are not a professional politician, you have a chance to be a president. Those are the candidates.
So if among the 15 candidates that are calling for this election to take place, if some of those include the president's party coalition, doesn't that put more pressure on President Macky Sall to make sure that the election take place no later than April 2nd?
Well, this is a very interesting question, because one former prime minister who was really very active in calling for the election to take place suddenly is now suggesting that we have election postponed. For what reason, I really don't know. But I don't think that despite all those questions that are raised, that we will have a postponement of this election.